seen the kind folks from Cyrus One are raffling off several MasterCard gift cards. So if you haven't had a chance, drop your business card off there. Our next speaker is Salvatore Vella. He's Vice President of Rational Product Development and Customer Support at IBM. He oversees worldwide product management, development, and support of the extensive IBM Rational product portfolio. In his previous position, he was CTO for IBM Software Group, where he was responsible for the software group's technical architecture, including architectural standards, support of industry standards, and setting standards and guidelines for IBM's large software development organization. Previously, he was IBM Vice President of Development and Distributed Data Servers and Data Warehousing. Please welcome Sal Vella to Cloud Computing West.
I'm going to spend the next little while talking about software innovation and really trends in software development and software delivery. And if you look at our world, there's some massive disruptions happening. You have to, just as plug your cell phone, look at any of your applications and what do you expect from that application. You expect a beautiful interface, which means changes to how you did software in terms of the importance of design. You expect that you can provide feedback. Feedback in terms of comments, feedback in terms of ratings. And then you expect the creator of the software to give you back updates. And updates every month is probably what you want. Quarter is maybe okay, but updates every year, that's unacceptable. So expectations are changing pretty rapidly. The ability to be able to have social information and big data gives you the ability to be able to have insights into your constituency like you could never have before. Right? It puts challenges in terms of the infrastructure and being able to get data from many different places, but it gives you the ability to be able to create much richer applications. The cloud's growing at a massive pace, 70% per year, and will continue to do so. It will dramatically change how you do, not only what you do in software in terms of being able to put together services. You wouldn't put together, you wouldn't create your own geolocation, for example. You could use something that's on the web, use other services. As well, how you do development. You know, you've heard a couple of times the discussion of DevOps, continuous integration. The cloud enables you to be able to give every developer a whole environment to be able to do testing. You can do testing like you could do never before. And then there's the whole Internet of Things. And there's billions of interconnected devices and probably billions of interconnected people, right? If you've got a Fitbit or other device. But it also means that you can interconnect things like engines for better determining when you need service so you can save on service costs, as well as interconnectivity. Again, things like traffic management and traffic control as a result of that information. Now, our approach in IBM to the cloud is an open one. It's standards-based, it's flexible, and it's what you want in terms of no vendor lock-in as a result of that. We're huge proponents of OpenStack. We have over 500 people who are working in development of the OpenStack products and set of capabilities. Right? We're the second largest contributor of technology to OpenStack. Similarly, at the platform level, we co-founded the Cloud Foundry Foundation. So you have a platform for developers and services that many others can plug in. We're big supporters of standards, industry standards. So OASIS is a client body, industry body made up of customers. Tosca is an interesting one that lets you define a full stack, meaning everything from the hardware to the middleware to the application, up to the application data. So you can version it, deploy it. And OSLC is all about sharing data in software development tools and service management tools. So if you've got requirements, you need to track from requirements to code to testing to deployments, you can do that across different tools, IBM and non-IBM. It's a standard to be able to share that information. Now, what I'm going to talk about are considerations for moving to the cloud, primarily moving your tooling to the cloud. And then I'll talk about our IBM journey, right? I mean, we're ourselves, we have about 25,000, we have over 25,000 developers in Software Group. We ourselves are moving on a journey to DevOps into the cloud. And I'll describe some of that here. So consideration of moving to the cloud. And you know, over time, the demarcation line will go more and more to the bottom and to the left. There are some applications that today are not ready for the cloud. There's maybe ones that are complex, ones that are legacy, highly customizable, not virtualized. They're not ready. A whole lot of other ones that may be. And then, by far, there's the ones that are ready for the cloud. And we talked about ERP applications, social applications, mail, and the whole DevOps is development tooling, development and deployment tooling that is certainly ready for the moving to the cloud. So just in terms of the kinds of considerations to think about, and we've got a cloud readiness self-assessment is available, some basic questions, but really three main considerations. One is really aligning your business and technology, and understanding your business application portfolio, which ones are ready, which ones are not. Moving to the cloud and moving development to the cloud will give you opportunities that you didn't have before. It gives you an opportunity to be able to do work and collaboration across teams that you may not have had before. So that's an important consideration. Certainly, budget constraints and cost savings. And then, you know, the last one's a bit provocative. Is your agency or department too siloed to strategize? Because it is about being able to use common infrastructure and sharing. There's a reason why it's called DevOps and not development or operations. It really is bringing those groups together and collaborating. The second one is important, and this is another one that to begin to break the barriers, to be able to establish architectures, focus on efficiency, flexibility, define what services, what tools as a service you want to have, what capabilities, back-end capabilities you want to be able to have for your applications. And then the don't over-engineer. And this is hard, right? Everyone thinks they're special, right? We have 1,000 development teams within IBM. Each of them believe they are special, right? They have unique needs. And the fact is, they don't, right? And as we looked at, you know, the thousands of teams within IBM, what we found was, you know, they over time, those scripts that were a good idea soon became a liability. And when the person who had written those scripts left or moved on somewhere else, all of a sudden they had a mess they couldn't manage. And so again, here we've set some standards, tools as a service to be able to service a wide range of teams. Last one as well, there's lots of compelling reasons to transform. One is about collaboration across requirements, code, all the phases of development allows you internally and externally as well. Cost savings, and this is a mantra that we have. There's a very good book called The Lean Startup by Eric Ries. And this is a focus on waste. And waste is a very powerful word. But if you look at how we do what we do in software development, there is a lot of waste. There's a lot of time taken. There can be, you know, lots of things that should be automated that aren't automated. And so it's up to, you know, it behooves us to go make that better, okay? And then operational models to solve recurring pain points. And one of the biggest pain points, I spent many years in DB2 and in developing DB2. And so I got invited to many release parties, right? Everyone know what a release party is, right? Starts on a Friday night, and you hope and you pray that it ends on the Sunday, right? And because if it doesn't, you know, you're going to do it 2 weeks later, right, or 3 weeks later. And, you know, those are hellacious experiences for all of us. And I was the IBM hostage, right, in the scenario there. But hellacious, you know, driven by spreadsheets and conference calls. And the point is, we can do better, right? We can do better. We have the tools to do better. It doesn't have to be that way. So our cloud capabilities here in terms of how we think about them, I think Michelle showed them yesterday, but infrastructure as a service on the bottom provides compute, storage, networking capability. Up over the top is software as a service, business process as a service. In the middle is what we typically know as middleware, but in a platform. And there's a lot of nouns there. The verb, the action word, is DevOps. And DevOps enables software innovation, the creation of software and the delivery of software. Now, I'll talk about our journey, right? And then we're a large software development organization. We've been very acquisitive, so lots of different teams, different cultures as well, spread across the world. We probably have at least 100 locations with 50 or more developers. And of course, needs for integration. We didn't acquire these capabilities to be additional silos. We acquired them to be parts of a larger software group. Business challenges, much like what you're facing in terms of speed, innovation. We've heard these, right? That's a universal want. And experimentation is an important one, right, as well. We looked at our release cycles, and we saw that we had generally adopted Agile across about 80% of our teams, but our release cycles had shrunk by less than 5%. And so we said, how could we be agile and yet not be able to deliver the end-to-end cycle? And so our journey has been to go look at that and go focus on that and drive that. And with some pretty very good results. And tools as well. And what we found was every team was special, every team had its own, and many teams had outdated infrastructures and could not keep up. So this is our DevOps point of view, and this is what we take to clients as well as what we use internally. So we're drinking our own champagne of sorts here, right? In the center, when we look at it, so we define it as an enterprise capability for continuous software delivery to enable organizations to seize opportunities and reduce time to feedback. So continuous software delivery is an important term there, and reducing the time to feedback. So we want to be able to get feedback back from the application, back to the development team or product management team very quickly. So four elements in here. One is plan and measure. It could be manage a portfolio, it could be manage a release, it could be manage a sprint, but be able to move on that quickly. There was a client CIO I talked to that they just shipped their latest mobile application. And I said, congratulations for shipping your mobile application, but it's a year after you shipped your previous version. What happens, right? And so I expected something about development and test. He said, well, no, it's really simple. We take 7 months and fight over requirements, and then we give the development team 5 weeks to develop the product. I said, okay. So that's an example of waste, right? That was it wasn't necessarily money waste, but it's time waste, right? And that time is probably our most precious resource. Then develop and test. And this is about collaborative development across internal, external SIs, and test. And test is another area which is massively wasteful. The amount of non-automated things that ought to be automated. An example could be a case as well where you've got the federal government, you've got the states, and you've got services. And how do you automate a case where you've got the service isn't yet available on the other end? Here we've got products like service virtualization. Create a way to be able to create that service and be able to do that regression and testing. But that's a massive area of improvement for us. Release and deploy. So this is the whole area of how do you turn that release party, that hellacious experience, into just the nth time you do the same operation. It just ought to be just the same way as you did it 1,000 other times that one time. It's not, but it can be. It can be. We can define it. We've got ways to be able to define that environment and define the deployment and release. And turn things that used to take days into a matter of minutes, right? And then monitor and optimize. This could be understand performance, so back to the development team, understand sentiment if it's an application, a mobile application, but be able to get that circle so the development team knows what to do next. Again, it's all about accelerating software delivery, lowering costs with higher quality, and reducing time to customer feedback. So this is what we've done. One of the things that we have it available internally, but it's also the same, we have it available externally as well, is a simple self-assessment. right? It takes about 2 hours for a team to do. We've got hundreds of teams within IBM that have completed it, so we can begin to see where common pain points are. And I don't think that we're any different than you know, others in terms of where those pain points are. But the self-assessment, if you're interested in this, you know, something you can do by yourself, we'll make it available, or have somebody kind of come work with you through that. But it's a way to be able to figure out where are the pain points. The pain points generally are, you know, lack of automation, upfront planning is a problem, and deployment into test systems, deployment into production. Those are really the pain points. Then we also looked at tools, and we saw that teams didn't have a critical mass to have their own tools master, right? So we set up tools as a service. And we've got, you know, test tools, build tools, a kind of collaborative lifecycle management, deploy, and this urban code. And it's the same services. Now, the other thing was that we didn't want to create yet another DevOps service. Whatever DevOps services we make available through Bluemix, and so it's our software as a service, it's that same tooling that we're making available internally, right? So it's the same tooling for both, same experience, right? Business process. This is a kind of another hidden one. What we've got one team. One of my teams is down to 90-day releases. They used to be at 2-year releases. They've gotten to 90 days. Great, fantastic. The problem now is you get into kind of goofy things, other business processes. It takes us. We have to have our marketing pipeline to announce a new product 90 days before. So basically, when we start the release, is when the marketing request for announce new process needs to start. Patents. How do you do patents and protect IP when, you know, you're releasing on a weekly basis, right? What do you do there, right? So there's business process elements here that we're tackling, and as you begin to adopt DevOps, you'll need to go look at as well. And governance enablement. We've created a team of evangelists. We've created internal education. And it was kind of shocking. We did an initial webcast. We had 10,000 people registered. Right? 10,000 people registered for our kickoff on DevOps internally within IBM. Right? So a huge need and want for improving how we do what we do. Right? The kind of things that we're seeing already are, like I said, in my team, in a rational team, our core products are now releasing every 90 days versus every 2 year, right? That's meant a huge amount of focus on deployment to test systems, and a huge amount of focus on automating test. Watson, for example, the cognitive computer and technology, that's gone from 9-week sprints down to 3-week sprints as a result of using a lot of the collaborative technology that we have within the Rational brand. But it can even be simple things, you know, like our Hadoop product, Big Insights. They've gone from 2-hour builds to 10-minute builds. And so if you think about how you do development, at 10-minute builds, they've eliminated build failures. And from a development point of view, a build failure can just paralyze the team, right? We've got other teams that are now able to update their code, live code, 40 times a day, okay? They're really adopting the continuous integration out to production. And that's where we want to take more and more of the teams, right? So it's good. It's certainly not a done deal, but it's been incredible how, you know, getting the assessment, the interest, and moving people to a better place. Final thing here, Bluemix, and Michelle talked about this. This is our cloud development runtime platform. The DevOps services are highly integrated here, but are not only made to be work in Bluemix, but Bluemix, think about this as an environment for a developer to have a runtime, a set of services, and be really, really efficient as a result. The developer can go ahead and deploy to a running instance himself, right? Be able to have kind of the complete dashboard. Very efficient environment. We have this in beta at the moment. You know, if you're interested, you can sign up for the beta, and you know, we've made it so you can create applications and deploy within 2 minutes is our kind of target, to be able to get from click to code to running code in 2 minutes. So please do visit us at the IBM booth. Thank you.